We're learning here Shmir Saloshin, Shar HaTayra Perek Beis, and we just finished discussing very powerful words yesterday from the Chavetz Chaim in regards to how, when it comes to a person doing an Aveira, there are gvulim, there are boundaries. Just like this room is 20 feet long and 15 feet wide, whatever it might be, so too the Aveira that a person does is whatever it is. And therefore the punishment also has boundaries. One would think that the mitzvah would be the same way. That a person does a mitzvah, it has boundaries. The reward that a person does has boundaries. And the Chavetz Chaim told us that's incorrect. The Chavetz Chaim explained that the mitzvah, as opposed to the Aveira, the punishment comes because of that mitzvah. The punishment a person gets is created from the Aveira that the person did. So just like the Aveira has gvulim, has boundaries, so too the punishment has gvulim and boundaries. But the mitzvah, the reward, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reward comes directly from Hashem. Hashem is infinite. So therefore the reward is also infinite. The reward is endless. Now we continue discussing the Ma'ila, the greatness of Limud HaTorah, and the reward of Limud HaTorah. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Af Megin Al Kol Ha'olam. One who learns Torah, he protects the whole entire world. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Uvitzel Yodi Kisisicha, and I will cover you with the shade of my hand. Every Maimer Chazal we learn over here, we read over here, we have to realize how it's Emes Lamitai. Just like this is a shtender, this is a chair, this is a table. It's Megin Al Kol Ha'olam. And like we discussed, of right now, a year ago, this time, I had the schus of being, to say within Dalat Amos of Rav David Soloveitchik is an understatement. I was right there. I was right next to Rav David Soloveitchik. We were in a room in his study, in his house, a little bigger than this, I don't know. There were like 60 people, I don't know exactly how many there were, packed in this room. He doesn't have a screen. And there were literally people coming in through the window, falling out through the window also. They're okay. And it was jam-packed. It was hot. And you see people schwitzing. And he had his sefer with him. He's a man of Ben Tishim. He's living me well. He's up there in years. He's a son of the Briskarov. And he had what to share with us in Torah. He was oblivious to the heat. He had his sefer in front of him. He was quoting first the Rambam, from the Igeres HaRambam, the letters of the Rambam. And it's called Kulei Torah. Every single ounce of his being was just immersed in Torah. And he was telling us, this was a year ago, that we have to understand what's taking place in Eretz Yisrael, that they want to stop the yeshivas, and they want to take the Bachram out, and they want to put them in the army. What protects Klal Yisrael? What gives the schus for the bombs and the rockets to hit the Israeli army is to hit the right spot, the right target? Af Megin Al Kol Ha'olam. It's the Limud HaTorah that is protecting the whole entire world. And I will cover you, says Hashem, with the shade of my hand. We are here 2 days after Tisha B'Av. We want the Geula, we discussed the Tzaris, Tisha B'Av is the day of universal mourning for all of Klal Yisrael, for all the Tzaris of Klal Yisrael. You want to bring the Geula? Limud HaTorah, Afmet Karives HaGeula. Shinemar V'Leimor L'Tzion Ami Ata. Say to Tzion, you, Klal Yisrael, are my nation. We want to build a base of Mikdash. We want to bring Karbonis in the base of Mikdash. We don't have a base of Mikdash today. But what we do have is Talmud Torah. Many times, I know there's a mindset that when the person has something, he thinks, you know, if I had something else, it'd be perfect. It'd be just what I need. Then when we get that next thing, the Yetzirah tells us, if I had just something else, be perfect. It could be with a sefer. If I have that sefer, oh, I would learn. If I have that sefer, oh, I remember as a little boy, I got a dictionary, an Aramaic dictionary, Aramaic to English dictionary. I figured, I was a little boy, very naive. I figured, oh, with this dictionary, I'm going to know Shas. That's not how it works. You have to plug away, and you have to work hard. Yes, a dictionary will help you translate some words. But it's putting in the hours and hours and the hours. We have Talmud Torah, which is greater than being makriv karbonos. Greater than karbonos. We have Talmud Torah. But sometimes we think, oh, if I had that, you know. Yes, of course we want to be able to bring karbonos. But we have Talmud Torah, which is greater than karbonos. Shekein Doshu Chazal, the Gemara tells us, how do we know that Talmud Torah is greater than Karbonos? The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph, Yud Ches is Chai, is life, emphasizes this point and clarifies this topic. Im Yischaper, Im Yischaper, Ovoin Beis Eli, B'Zevach V'Mincha. Pasuk in Shmuel, we know that Eli's family, Eli HaKohen, his family, They were cursed that they're going to die at a young age. So, the pasuk says, "Im iskaper ovoin beis eli bezevach of mincha." The sin of the house of Eli will not be forgiven with karbonus and with mincha. Says the Gemara. B'zevach of a mincha who de'ein miskaper. The house of Eli will not have a kapara through karbonis. Avol hu miskaper b'divrei Torah. But through divrei Torah, they will be atoned. So you see, Talmud Torah is greater, has a greater aspect, even than karbonis. The Kosovoi, the Pasuk says, in Vayikra, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Zois HaTayra Lo'ilo L'mincha L'chatus. This is the Torah, which means the laws of the Korban Oilo, the Mincha, and the Chatus. Says the Gemara, famous Gemara Menachos, in Daf Kuf Yud Amar Aleph, all the way down the Mesechta, Kol Oisek B'Torah, whoever learns Torah is ki'ilu hikriv oila. It's as if he brought a korban oila. Now, there are different qualifications when one has to have for this. Ki'ilu hikriv mincha. It's as if he was makriv a korban mincha. Ki'ilu hikriv chatos. It's as if he was makriv a chatos. Ki'ilu hikriv osha. Ki'ilu hikriv shlomim. One who learns Torah, it's as if it was makriv of these karbonos. Once again, the different pratim that a person has to know what he's saying, the halachas, v'chule, v'chule. V'zeh loshna Zohar Kodesh Parshas Shlach. Now we quote the Zohar Kodesh in Parshas Shlach. Koman di shtadl b'raiso. Any person that toils, that works hard, that puts in the effort to learn Torah, Kilo mekarev kol Korobinin de Olma Lekame Kuchibrichu. Says the Zohar Kodesh, it's as if he's makriv all of the karbonos in front of Hashem. V'lo yoid, ele de kuchibrichu mechapilei al kol choyvei. Not only that, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu atones. This Liman HaTorah is an atonement for this person's averus. V'lo yoid, ele de kuchibrichu mechapilei al kol choyvei. Hashem prepares for him. Korsay, what are korsay? Seats. For the future. He has a place for him in the future. In Olam Haba. Zeloshen, Medrash Hanelom, Panchas Vayera, Batla Karbonos. The Karbonos stopped. We don't have Karbonos today. Loi batla ha-taira. But we still have the Torah. What is the shayrish? What is the essence of the word carbon? It's kuf reish beis. We know the carbon is to come close to Hashem. A person is a makriv of carbon, is coming closer to Hashem. A person who learns Torah, who lives Torah, Torah is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We said earlier, from the Chavetz Chaim, imagine you got the letter, you received the letter in the mail, and you see it's stamped the King of Denmark. Anybody here speak Danish? I've eaten Danish, but
there was a
Yaakov. Oh, it wasn't me. Okay. So we want to understand what the King has to say. I have friends of mine that speak Danish. They're from Denmark, so I bring it to them. I have to find them there. I don't know where they live right now. It's just a mashal, though. The Chavetz Chaim said, here we have in front of us the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could we not want to understand what he says? Loi batla ha-Torah. The Torah brings us close to Hashem. Further in the Sefer, Hai d'lo yasek b'karbonos liyasek b'Torah. V'yisnair le-yatir. Mishen yoisek b'karbonos shiyasek b'Torah v'yor loi harbeh. One who's not involved with Karbonos, says the Medrash Hanelam, what should he do? Be involved with Torah. And be very helpful for such a person. And we are these people. We've mentioned this a few times, and now we quote the Gemara in Megillah and after Zayin with Beis. The Talmud Torah is greater than saving someone's life. And we clarified and we explained. That doesn't mean to say if the person is drowning, we say, listen, I'll be with you in a minute. I can't interrupt my learning now. Because I know Talmud Torah is, and he's telling you, listen, I can't survive out here. You know, I'm going under. You tell him, hold on, I'll be right with you. We don't do that. That's ridiculous. Of course, we go save him. But you want to know which is a greater mitzvah? The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is a greater mitzvah. The zaych ba li'olam haba. And the person will merit in the world to come. Imagine you had a button. A computer had a button. There's this red button in front of you. Normally you don't press red buttons. This red button, every time you press that red button, you make $1,000. Make $10,000 every time you press that button. Yeah, don't look for this. It's a muscle. It's not a real. Okay. Every time you press the button. Now you press the other buttons on the side, you make $5. Like, you know, lahavdil, like a pinball, you know, you hit this one, it's 10 points, that 100 points. But you want to go for the gold. Right? Also, like what's it called? Ski ball? Right? You want to throw it into the 10,000 points. So the 50 points, that's easy to get. Here, we are told Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam. We are told that Talmud Torah is that red button. You press the button, the more you press it, that's the more points you get. That's the greatest you could get. Of course, we have to follow what the Torah says as well. Live our lives according to the Torah. Who would not press that button? To me, it's mind-boggling. How come people don't always come to learn? The Talmud Torah is connected kulam. What does it mean, I'm busy with other things? That's saying, I'm hitting the little button. I like to press the little button. You got the biggest button. Jackpot. Amru Chazal, the Gemara tells us in Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Hei, Amud Beis, Mai Dechsev, what does it mean? When the Pasuk says, Kotin the Godol, Shomhu, V'eved Chavshi Me'adoinav. The Gemara in Bava Metzia brings a Pasuk in Eoif, the small and the great are both there, and the slave is freed from his master. What does that Pasuk mean, Eoif? Kotin the Godol, Shomhu, V'eved Chavshi Me'adoinav. Says the Gemara, Kol amakdin atzmoy al divrei Torah, bo'ilam hazeh, naseh godol li'oilam haba. Whoever lowers himself, acts with humility and lowers himself, and he learns Torah here in this world, Hashem will elevate him in the real world, where things make a difference. Here is just preseason. He had a grand slam here in this world, doesn't mean anything. But when the season begins, then you hit that home run, and three men on base, it counts. Whoever makes himself like an eved, like a slave, like a servant, al divrei Torah, to learn, learn, and learn. And when he's finished learning, he learns more. He becomes a free man in Olam Haba. V'avos Perek Vav from Pirkei Avos, Mishnah Gimel. Ein Kovod Elo Torah. You want to know what Kovod is? Ein Kovod Elo Torah. There's one thing that's called Kovod. Torah is Kovod. Shnemar Pasek Mishlei Perek Gimel Amid Hei Kovod Chachomin Cholu. Pasuk says, Kovod Chachamim, the wise, will inherit honor. What's the honor that they're going to inherit? Because they learned Torah here in this world. Kovod Chachamim Nichalu. The Kovod that the Chachamim will inherit is the Talmud Torah, is the reward of Torah. Al Tachma Gdulo Yoyse Milumedcha. A person should not desire greatness more than his value, his learning that he learned. But this ave l'shulchanam shel malachim, don't desire l'shulchanam shel malachim. Don't desire to sit amongst the great people. Sheshulchancha pirish lo'ilam haba godum shulchanam ba'ilam hazeh. Because your table that's set, your table that's waiting for you, lo'ilam haba, is much greater than their set table here in this world. I've had the schus of eating by a daughter of Rav Avigdor Miller, Rebbetzin in Prague. I ate by them on Shabbos. My Prague, Olav Shalom, was nifted this past year. I want to tell you, if you want to know what a beautiful Shabbos table looks like, you have to see that Shabbos table. There was even oranges poured in my cup. Before we sit down, the orange is already poured. Special schus that she knows that I like oranges. A beautiful shulchan malachim. You could go to someone's table and see there's nothing there. We have to live our lives realizing there's a tomorrow. The tomorrow is olam haba. The tomorrow is, if someone has more than me here, that's not the point. I'm working for a goal. Goal-oriented. It's Olam Haba. That beautiful table that is awaiting a person who puts in the effort, who comes to learn Torah, who learns on a regular basis. Let's conclude. V'chisecha godol mechisram. And your crown is greater than their crown. V'parag chelik, d'gmar in chelik, and Afkuf Amar Aleph, Kol HaMashchir Pono Boil Mazeh B'Divrei Torah, whoever darkens his face here in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mafik zivoy le'olam haba shnemar mar'ehu kalvonoy ne'bochor karozim. What does it mean? He blackens his face in learning. He might not have all the financial needs. He blackens his face. He puts in all the effort. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mafik zivoy le'olam haba. Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim that his appearance is like the levonoim, bochor karozim, the best of the cedar. We've seen here so far different mamari chazal, the Chavetz Chaim. What he is doing, as Rav Brev would always say, is injecting again and again the antibiotics into the person. One mamari chazal after another mamari chazal after another one, to hit this message home of the importance of Talmud Torah. Have a nice day. Thank you.